We've been talking about hearing, and I really don't believe people hear very well. I believe most of us have spiritual earwax. So before we begin, let's bow our heads. Father, once again, we come to make a deposit in one of your golden bowls. Father, it's the same deposit each week, and that's fine. Because, Father, some things never change. Human ability will never be sufficient to get your message to your people. Human strength is never enough to lift up your Son. Father, so what we pray, Father, is that you slay the servant and that your wisdom, your strength comes and resurrects so that your strength lifts up your Son, so that your Spirit, through its wisdom, might be poured out, and so that you might be glorified. Accomplish this, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. We've been talking about the fact that hearing is so important. And we spoke a little bit about Peter and how Jesus said that the fact that Peter had an ear, isn't it unique that he's known for cutting off an ear, and yet it's the ear through which God said the church would be blessed? Because Peter had an open ear to God, he said, upon this fact, upon this word that he received, that the church was going to be built. And we said we would look at some other lives where people had an ear for God. And when you have an ear for God, do not expect others to understand. I will guarantee you right now in Pennsylvania, John's parents still don't fully understand why Tanzania, why now. You know, they just don't understand. I guarantee you his brother Mark probably doesn't understand. Don't wait until people understand. If you hear God, understand this is his message. Now. That's it. Now. God only lives in the now. And we want to look in Genesis chapter 22 at a now experience. Because once you hear from God does not mean you stop listening to God. It doesn't mean that he stops speaking. He doesn't say, here is the map, follow it. He says, here is the way, walk ye in it. Meaning that it can change at any time. And we want to look at Genesis chapter 22. We all know the story about Abraham. How his name was changed to Abraham, a man, a father of many nations. And we all know the story about Ishmael. We all know the stories about Isaac. We know how he sent Hagar away. We know how the nations grew because of Ishmael and the Ishmaelites. And, you know, we know about the son of promise. And think about the joy that must have come into Abraham's heart as he received this message from God. And then in 22 it says, chapter 22, verse 1. Now it came to pass after these things that God tested Abraham and said to him, understand something. The test God gives you, there's always a test, and it's always the same. The test never changes. It's always a hearing test. It's always a hearing test. He says, taste and see. But you can't taste and see if you don't hear him say, taste and see. The test with God is always, will always be. We've been told everyone will be tested by demons and all this stuff. If your ear is in tune to the word Jesus, the test is always the same. It's always a hearing test. Always. See, Jesus came as point man. And you always listen to the point man, whether you want to or whether you don't want to. You have to trust the point man. And it's always the same test. If you don't listen to the point man, chances are you won't get out of here alive. So it says here, Abraham was tested. And the test is going to be a test of hearing. And he said to him, Abraham, Abraham said, here I am. Then he said, take now your son. Abraham saying in his mind, okay, which one? Your only son. Ishmael, Isaac. The Ishmaelites call, you know, all the Arabs, they are children of Father Abraham. They are not. They are children of Abram before the promise was fulfilled. Abraham had only one son, the child of promise. The other was a child out of promise, not with his wife, maybe with his wife's biddings, maybe with his wife's blessing. And we've said before that should have been his first clue. When his wife said, it's okay, he should have seen the movie. Run, Forrest, run. He should have run as soon as his wife said, you can have this affair. And he says, take now your son, your only son. He's saying, Abraham, you were disobedient. It's a test of hearing, remember. God wants Abraham to know that there were two children produced, but only one was his son. Only one was the child of promise. Your only son, the only child I gave you. The other you gave you. I only gave you one, Isaac. And you can debate the biological end of it all you wish. We're talking about the theological end of it. And we're looking at it hermeneutically, which means we're not looking for accuracy. We're looking at theology. The theology of it is that Abraham only had one son. The other is a counterfeit. There is only one nation through which the Messiah would be produced. The other produces what? Allah. The other God. And it's still the battle going on. And he says, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah, and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you. He didn't even tell him what mountain. Understand something here. It's a test of hearing because there's not one of us here that I know of, unless you're different than me, wouldn't say, could you say that again? Could wait a second. Maybe I didn't hear what you said. See, we sit up here and we say, whatever it takes, take your child and lay him on the altar. We don't. Sacrifice him to me. Give him to me. Give her to me. Take Moriah and lay her at the foot of the cross and then take your hands off. I can't do anything with your sacrifice as long as you hold on to it. All sacrifices were laid on the altar, not held on the altar. They were bound, yes. And all sacrifices, you don't have to worry about binding them. Because God will bind them. In ways that you can't imagine. And he says, take your son, go to this mountain. What mountain? I don't know. Abraham goes to his servants. We're going to the mountain. What mountain? I don't know. What are we going to do? We're going to have a sacrifice. People, just because you don't have all the details doesn't mean you don't go. When God says move, move. God very seldom tells you the outcome. If he did, most of us wouldn't move. Most of us wouldn't go. Like I said in Bible study, you know, we have an out-of-the-boat experience, not because we stepped out, but because we wouldn't listen to God, and he had to throw us overboard like he did Jonah. Oh, were we blessed? Yes, Jonah was blessed. Was Jonah successful? Yes, Jonah was successful. But he never stepped out of the boat. He was thrown out of the boat. God can use people who are thrown out of the boat. The blessing is, at least we recognize the blessing. Yeah. So he says, so Abraham rose early in the morning and saddled his donkey and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son. And he split the wood for the burnt offering and arose and went to the place which God had told him. What do you think his wife was thinking? Think, women. Where you going, Abraham? Gonna have a sacrifice. The women, we've said it last week, we'll say it again, women want details. Where are you going? I don't know. Where's the sacrifice? Which one of you women would say, oh, that's okay? It wasn't just a test for Abraham. It was a test for Sarah also. Because Sarah was the one who laughed, if you remember, when she was told she was going to have the child. She wasn't going to fail the test the second time. And so here he is. He doesn't know where he's going. He doesn't know exactly what's going to happen. But he knows his God. And people, as long as you know it's God's voice, keep moving. And you say, how do I know it's God's voice? Because it's something you can't do. Abraham can't take his son's life. He can. Which one of you? Look, on some days maybe you could. Depending on the day, depending on the child, you know. Abraham, when push comes to shove, there is no parent who serves the living God that could take their child's life. There's something wrong with that. There's something wrong with it. It's part of the test. And so he doesn't know exactly where he's going. His wife has no clue. No doubt he had to do the 20 questions before he left. When will you be back? I don't know. You don't know where you're going. You don't know when you're coming back. You don't know where the sacrifice is. Well, God will provide. Any woman would be satisfied with that answer. God told me to do it. So Abraham rose early, and he got the wood, he got everything, and he rose and he went to the place of which God had told him. There was no place God had told him other than go. Then, on the third day, this is when he found out. Abraham lifted his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said to the young men, "Stay here with the donkey, and the lad and I will go yonder and worship, and we will come back." There's a statement of faith. We will go, and we will come. Abraham didn't know exactly what was going to happen, but he knew one thing, Isaac was coming back with him. Because he just said he was. That's not by happenstance. He said, "We will go, and we will come back." There's nothing in here afterwards that said, "Abraham, were you not listening to me? I said, sacrifice your son." How's he coming back? God didn't question that. Why? Because God doesn't question truth. Abraham had enough trust to do what he was told, and he had enough faith to believe that God is too good to do something bad. And so he says, "We will go and worship, and we will come back to you." So Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and the lad and laid it on Isaac his son. And he took fire in his hand and a knife, and the two of them went together. But Isaac spoke to Abraham, and he said, "My father." See, remember, women raise the children. You will notice the younger the man, the more questions. Because the younger the man, the more the female influence. As they get older, you will find they ask fewer questions. Doesn't mean they forget what their mother taught them. They just find out that questions aren't that important. You're not going to find out the answers anyhow till it's time. You could ask all the questions you want, and you will get the answers they think you want. You're not getting the answers. You're getting what they think you want to hear. And so here he is getting in touch with his feminine side. "My father." And he said, "Here I am, my son." Then he said, "Look, the fire and the wood. But where is the lamb for the burnt offering?" Would I tell you what answer would he get? The answer he wanted to hear. You know what was going through Isaac's mind. Most of the time when you took an offering, you didn't carry the wood. If it was at the temple, it was already provided. But if you went to the mountains, you laid the wood on the offering. Why should you carry it? It's a beast of burden. Let the burden, the beast, carry. Let the offering carry the wood. His father laid it on him. He has the knife. He has the fire. He has the wood. I'm carrying it. My father. God will provide. And they're climbing. And here is part of the test. Hear this, people. Understand this. If you understand nothing else, understand this. As you're going up a mountain, the only thing you can see is your side. You have no clue what's happening on the other side of that mountain. And as Abraham has gone up one side, a ram is going up the other. Abraham can't see the ram. Rams don't climb mountains. Rams are not energetic animals. They do not climb mountains. So God takes somebody to where they really don't want to be, as he's taken something else where it really shouldn't be. He created it not to go where it was going. Both sides are going up to do something God had never created to be. Both thinking, the ram's going. I think I better check myself in. Something's wrong. Don't look down. Don't look down. They're not used to heights. They're not used to heights. They don't go up that high to the top of the mountain. And so he takes it totally out of character, both the sacrificer and the sacrificed. Totally out of character. See, and when God wants you to know something, he does it totally out of character. What do you want, John Paul? I'm looking for a woman with dark hair. I don't know if you noticed Glenna's hair. Did it look dark to you? I know I wear glasses. Yeah. She has to sing. Did any of you hear her sing? I don't know. Maybe she can. I doubt John Paul knows whether she can. Understand something. When you're in God's will, he just works these things out. So here he is, Abraham, the whole time going, God, I don't know what you're doing here. I know you're going to provide. This is the son of promise. What are you going to do? Unbeknownst to him, there's something going up the other side. I don't know where I'm going. I don't know why I'm here. And I'm going to end up, no doubt, either falling off this mountain and being caught, killed, or getting caught in something and starving to death. That's all the goat's thinking, the ram. Because he doesn't know. If he knew somebody was going up the other side with wood and a knife, all Abraham would have seen of the ram is this. If Abraham had known the ram was going up the other side, his answer would have been different to Isaac. He would have said, God is good to Abraham. God, he didn't say, my God will provide. Just keep going in faith. Keep going in faith. It's always a test of hearing. Always. If you listen, you will get to see. Yeah. If you listen, you will get to see. If you don't listen, you won't get to see. You'll get to see what others do, but you'll never get the gnosko, the experiential. If you listen to God, you'll get to see thousands fed. If you listen to God, you will find someone who is your perfect mate, your perfect match. If you listen to God, keep your ears open. Just go when he says go. Two things going where they really don't want to be, to a place they didn't know they would be going, and neither one knowing the other one was going on. But God's sitting up there going, look, Abe, they can't see each other. They don't know. He has no clue what he's going to find at the top of that mountain. Not a clue. And he just sits back. And he says, and Abraham says, my God will provide for himself the lamb for the burnt offering. So the two of them went together. Then they came to the place of which God had told him. And Abraham built an altar and placed the wood on it. I don't know how long it took him. I imagine a while. But he was still not totally seeing everything going on. And it says, then he bound Isaac, his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, Abram, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, see people, just because God is leading you one direction doesn't mean he's not going to stop you midstream. You gave me an order and I'm not stopping now. I want to show you I love you no matter what. How do I know you're not the devil just trying to stop what God wants me to do? Isn't that what the church teaches? It's a test of hearing. My sheep know my voice. Come up here, ram. That's not where I go. Come. It's okay. I don't climb. Come. If you come, you will be one of the most famous rams in all of history. Everybody throughout the ages are going to talk about you because you're the one who went where rams don't go. Well, since you put it that way, you think about it. He says, Abram, Abraham, here I am. Do not listen. God may take you right to the place. It's a test, people. Are you willing to give it all? We sing a song, what if I give all I had? What could that gift do? That's what John Paul did. What did that gift do? He gave all he had. Wasn't much, but it was all he had. It was all he had. He went there not knowing where he was going, didn't know what he was going to do, didn't know how his bills were going to be taken care of. What? I don't know how many of you looked in his eyes. That wouldn't be there if he didn't give all he had. It's always about all. God may stop you and say, you don't have to give that much. You don't have to sow that much. You don't have to be that nice. But he asks that you do. How nice do I have to be to them? Don't you know what these people are like? You don't have to be any nicer than my son would be. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. That's all the only. Okay, if I have to. How nice do you have to be? Kill all the animals, kill all the people, pull up all the crops, put them in. It sounds pretty nice to me. See, that kind of nice I can be. It's the other kind of nice. If they ask to go a mile, go two. People, it's always a test of hearing. And I will guarantee you right now, you are not listening. Because see, according to my calculations, Kay and I were talking about this yesterday. We have about 1 year. I'm not setting times, I'm just looking at history. Looking at history, we're living right now, today, 1939, the whole world was choosing which side it should take. Israel just declared war this week. They aren't saying, you know, we're going to attack. They declared war. They declared war. Iran had already declared war. And we're not listening. We're not listening. The rest of the world is 1939. 1939. Hitler's not that bad. We can talk this out. Let's use diplomacy. What's the world saying today? Let's not react too fast. We don't want to jump into this thing. No. I'm telling you, people, the same exact choices, same exact way. You would have thought we would have learned from 19... Talk to some senior saints. Take your newspaper and the events that are going on now and see, but we're going, but it doesn't measure up with our timeline. The Sunday laws haven't come into effect yet. We're so far off on that. We haven't listened. We've said, we are people of the Sabbath, and we're not. We're people of rules. But God says the Sabbath is to for you to remember that I am God. We don't remember He is God. We remember we can't shop, we can't dress like we want to, and we can't eat what we want to. That's what we remember about the Sabbath. We can't have fun. If it's fun, we can't do it. That's what we know. God says, no, listen to me. I created this for you, for our intimate time together. We make it about rules. Listen to what God says. He says, when they're saying peace and safety, and the world, every news commentator I've been listening to said, it's not that bad. This can still be worked out. People, it can't be worked out. World War III started, not 9-1-1, but 5 years before, when Osama bin Laden sent a declaration of war to our United States Congress. 5 years before 9-1-1, he said, we declare open war on the United States. And we think we can sit around and be listen. And the reason I say about I'm just guessing. However, God says, see, last time it was 1939. All the world had made their decision by when? 1941, 2 years. God says, the second time, I will cut the time short. Maybe a year and a half. Maybe 6 months. I know one thing. Jesus is coming soon. How do I know? Listening to God. Why do you think I said to John Paul, I know you think you're coming back in October, but you know, John, if you're watching what's happening in the Middle East, this could be interrupted. Promised Land Quartet has a song. I'm not looking for a sign, I'm looking for my Savior. See, I gave up on signs a long time ago. I threw away all my timelines because timelines get me to focus on what has to happen next. Jesus gets me to concentrate on what He says next. And right now, He's saying, keep going, keep going. You know, one of these days, maybe we will. The whole idea of listening, told you about the vision that I had or the dream that I had. One of these days, that's part of this, people. Part of it in that whole snakes falling on me type thing is saying when you hear that, the time won't be long. The time won't be long. What if I didn't listen to that man on TV? You know, Satan could use television. When he said, I don't know who I'm talking to. I have no clue why I'm interrupting the music, but there's somebody out there that needs to hear this. I don't know what's going on, but I'll tell you what I saw, because there's only one person that has seen it, and interrupts a whole television show just for me. I must be the apple of God's eye. Stay the course. Don't give up. The direction you're heading is right. I could say, Satan could do that. Satan could do that if I had told someone the dream. Yeah. That's one of the things keeping me from telling you the whole dream. Because then you could come and say, you know, did he really say take your only son? Did he really say sacrifice him? But see, I'll tell you right now, people, I've been going up a mountain. But I know, at least by faith, that there's two sides to that mountain. And he's sending something or someone up the other side. So that when we get to the top, it says, Abraham, because he listened, turned, and then saw. But not until he listened. After he listened, stop! He turned his head and then he saw what shouldn't have been there. He probably went, is that a ram? Because you wouldn't see one there. Expect to see what doesn't belong in your life. How do I know that? Because people don't end up in wheelchairs slipping in a tub. That's a divine appointment. Talk to Carolyn Nelson. And they said, list all the traumas in your life. She said, I told them, I've had none. I'm thinking to myself, I could list some traumas for her. Yeah, in her life. Yeah. Like I told Don, that's a divine... I don't know who in Snowden needs Carolyn Nelson there. But somebody does. Everything. Listen, people. Keep your ears open to God. Keep your ears open. And we don't have, you know, loads of time. How do I know? Because they're already beginning to say, peace and safety. Understand something. There's nations at war. Only one of them has nuclear weapons. Israel. Iran doesn't have them. You know what I love about Israel? They're willing to use them. They're willing to use them. That's what I love about them. They're willing to do whatever it takes. Nuclear weapons were only used once. It worked. It ended the war, and we won. All power has been given to me. All authority has been given to me. And I give it to you. Go ye therefore and tell people about the good news. What good news? You don't have to work in hell's kitchen the rest of your life. What good news? There is a way out. What good news? The story doesn't end here. Love wants you to live forever and ever and ever. Richard, looking for that 5-year goal. Wouldn't it be much better to have that interrupted with a real retirement plan? A real health care plan? A real garage mahal? Somehow... I don't know how God's going to do it, but there'll be a diamond-studded lift in Richard's. See? I don't know what happens. Maybe just for changing the oil of the Spirit. I don't know. Somehow, he's going to build it just for him. People, hear what it says, Revelation. He that has an ear, let him hear. Earth is not going to be here forever. Forget the timelines. Listen to what Jesus said. I'm going to cut the time short. Do I believe Israel will be restored? No, but I know one thing. Every major event in history has come through Israel. Everyone. You know, whether it was the Holocaust, World War II, or the war in the Middle East now, World War I, Israel somehow was always mixed up in this. Always. Now they won't be restored. But God's church will be revealed. And people, it's time to take your thinking caps off. Stop thinking about what's going to happen and just listen to God when He says, this is the way. Where am I going? I don't know. What am I going to say? I'll tell you when you get there. What am I going to sacrifice? Your son. Your son. It was a test on listening. Not just when to go, but when to stop. See, the vision begins when the hearing is in tune. You won't see unless you're listening. Richard, see, talked about, you know, let us just see the stick that could have hit him in the eye, but hit. See, that vision was because he had heard that God would encamp round about them. Yeah. How many times have you been up there and seen Richard going, it could have been that, you know, with his glasses off, but it wasn't. Why? Yeah. Divine appointment. Listen to what God says. Listen, go where He wants and stop. Change direction when He tells you to. Take it from somebody who knows. We've been thrown out of the boat. It stinks in the belly of a fish. I'm here to tell you. And whale vomit isn't that great either. However, we're not heading to Joppa anymore. Not doing it. Yeah. Not doing it. Time for us to listen, because soon and very soon, next week, Elsie told me, she said, she complimented me. She said, I know you don't think when you talk. I said, thank you. She said, but could you make it about going home? I don't have to make it about going home, people. That's what it is about. And if you watch this, if you're watching what's happening, you know, God is providing the ram as we're going up the mountain. I don't know what your ram is. Everybody has a different ram. But He's providing it. You can't see it, but keep moving, people. Just keep moving. Keep your ears open so that then you can see the goodness of the Lord. Let's bow our heads. Father, we will never see until we hear. Abraham never would have found your provision if he didn't listen to the angel. Father, teach us to stop questioning everything. That's from the 60s. Question everything. And allow us to just learn our Master's voice. Like the dog of RCA, he knows his master's voice. Father, teach us. Teach us. The whisper, the loud cry, the wooing, the love songs. Teach us everything the Master has to say. And Father, we look forward to the soon coming Savior. Oh, Father. We don't want to think. You do our thinking for us. Why? Because you, from above the mountain, can see both sides. You create things to do what they're not supposed to do. You place things in places they shouldn't be. Father, give us the wisdom to proclaim you through it and glorify you through it. Father, give us the strength to walk each and every day with ears that are in tune, to know when to stop, when to go, when to turn. Father, bless our hearing with what you want us to hear. Father, thank you that you tell us, let those that have an ear, a spiritual ear in tune, let those that have an ear hear what the Spirit says to the churches. When times are said peace and safety, then sudden destruction will come. Take our eyes off man's methods so that we might hear God's message, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.